After being charged with historical sex offences, which she's vowing to contest. Emma Little-Pengelly says she'll work closely with her party's new interim leader, Gavin Robinson. The broadcaster employing a stabbed journalist has claimed it's been facing heavy threats from Tehran. Counter-terrorism police are investigating an attack on Iran International's Pouria Zerati outside his home in South London. He's given a victory sign from his hospital bed. Adam Bailey works for the Channel.
It's extremely worrying to live under, to work under this kind of constant threat, but people manage it, and they're very committed journalists. They're committed to a free press, an open press, and sort of sharing information.
A siege at a Dutch nightclub has ended after a man was seen kneeling and handcuffed by police outside the venue. Several people have been taken hostage in the town of Ede by a suspect reportedly armed with weapons and explosives. Shoppers will be paying more for Easter eggs this weekend as the price of the raw ingredient in chocolate reaches record levels. It's down to a shortage of cocoa beans blamed on a disease caused by fungus and climate change. Marco Forgione is from the Institute of Export and International Trade.
We've had a damp growing season in West Africa. Ivory Coast and Ghana, which are the two key suppliers, had a poor harvest because of black pod.
In sport, Newcastle have come back to beat West Ham 4-3 in a thrilling first Premier League game after the international break. They were trailing 3-1 at James's Park before two goals from substitute Harvey Barnes helped turn the match around. Elsewhere this afternoon, strugglers Burnley are at Chelsea, with Tottenham hosting Luton. Rangers meet Hibs as they aim to return to the top of the Scottish Premiership. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? A very good Easter Saturday to you. Thanks to Spencer for the last 3 hours of the weekend. Wired up for the next 3 hours. I'm John Shupp, and this is Phoenix Sport.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, the weather this Easter weekend, so far at least, hasn't been nearly as bad as some were predicting. We saw a fine morning across our area today. It's been some sunny spells, and it's been mostly dry, with only the odd bit of light rain here and there. Temperatures are currently above average. 14 degrees Celsius is the maximum. Tonight, any cloud will clear to leave a fine. If somewhat cool evening, the odd mist and fog patch may develop overnight. Cloud will then push in from the North Sea around midnight. Minimum temperatures tomorrow, 4 degrees Celsius. Easter Sunday is likely to be cloudier and feeling cooler than today, with the cloud continuing to feed in off the North Sea throughout the day. It might be the odd spot of light rain, but it will clear in the evening. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 12 degrees Celsius.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Turn me inside out and round and round. Instinctively you give to me the love that I need. I cherish the moments with you. Respectfully I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating. When no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside.
Diana Ross, who had an 80th birthday during the week. That one was a huge hit for her way back in 1980 when she got the Chic treatment, teaming up with Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers for that one, Upside Down. So, a very good Easter weekend to you, and welcome into Phoenix Sport on this Easter Saturday, the 30th of March, 2024. In football, not a full programme of fixtures today, because the EFL took place yesterday and takes place again on Monday. Same with the National League and the National League South, but we've still got games in the Premier League, the Scottish Premiership, the FA Women's Super League, and also non-league, and much of our attention today is focused on the FA Vars semi-final first legs. Best of luck to Romford, who face Lincoln United at Rookery Hill in their first leg. That's our feature match reports at half-time and full-time. We'll also keep an eye on Great Wakering Rovers, who have travelled to Worcester City for their first leg. Also, Rugby Union, it's the Women's Six Nations. There's some English Premiership and United Rugby Championship action as well. And in the other code of Rugby, the Super League. Racing, a couple of meetings have been abandoned today. Muscle for a Newton advert, but there is plenty of other racing going on. Tennis, I'll be bringing you the latest from the Miami Open. And it is the iconic Oxford and Cambridge boat race taking place on the Thames in London today. So I'll be keeping an eye on that. I'll also be doing the Sporting Anniversaries feature, which we've not done for a while. I'll be doing at around about 20 to 4. And as well as all the sports headlines, plenty of great music coming your way between now and 6 p.m. And it's live.
No matter what you do, so don't waste your time trying to change their minds. Just be a better you. It took me years to learn this, more than I'd like to admit. But through my ups and downs, I figured one thing out. Don't take anyone. Strength. And you wonder why they're so unkind then, and how they sleep at night. But that simple fact means you're better than that. I think you're gonna be alright. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up, and there's nothing you can do. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up. Do, 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 do. I'm
It's Frank Turner and Do One. So it's 12 minutes past 3 on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Prebble and Billericke's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this is Phoenix Sport. So I'm going to take a look, first of all, I'm going to go through yesterday's action in a while as well. But first off, I'm going to look at the early action in the football today and in the Premier League, an extraordinary game at St James's Park where Newcastle United took on West Ham United, and it ended up being a 4-3 victory for the Magpies after West Ham had led 3-1 at one stage. It was an early penalty scored by Alexander Isaac. That was after only 6 minutes after a foul on Anthony Gordon. Mikel Antonio levelled for the Hammers on 21 minutes, and goal in first half injury time from Mohamed Kudus puts the Hammers 2-1 ahead. Jared Bowen made it 3-1, sorry, for the Hammers 3 minutes into the second half. But late on, Harvey Barnes made it 3-2, and he scored again very, very late on. Newcastle finished the match with 10 men. It's Anthony Gordon, the England midfielder, received a second yellow card for kicking the ball away, but his side ended up clinching all 3 points. There were also a couple of early matches today in the Women's Super League, and an emphatic victory for Manchester City Women, who were top of the table after winning 4-1 away to Liverpool. Women, Lauren Hemp, England international, put City ahead on 16 minutes. There was a second goal for Jess Park 6 minutes later. A couple of goals from Khadija Shaw as well puts the visitors 4-0 up before. There was a goal pulled back for Liverpool 6 minutes from time, which was an own goal by Kiara Keating. But they have got above Chelsea, who are not in Women's Super League action this weekend. They are in the Women's Super League Cup final against Arsenal Women tomorrow, but they do have a game in hand on Man City Women, who are now 3 points above them. In the other Women's Super League match today, it finished Aston Villa 2, Leicester City Women 2. It was Leon who put Aston Villa ahead on 26 minutes. Yuka Mamiki pulled one back for Leicester a couple of minutes later, and Leicester took lead through Sam Tierney on 56 minutes, but Rachel Daly, England international, volleyed a 75th minute equaliser, and it finished 2 apiece.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour. All the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
In the FA Vars semi-final first leg, it's Romford nil, Lincoln United nil, but Romford are going to have to play out the side with 10 men after Chris Newbury was shown a straight red card in the first half. I didn't realise Great Wakeham Rovers tie at Worcester City was actually postponed. There was a pitch inspection at Worcester's ground last night, which failed, so that tie has been postponed. So we're just following Romford this afternoon. And just taking a look at what's happened in the 3 o'clock kickoffs so far, very shortly. Half time in the Women's Six Nations in Rugby Union, by the way, it is Scotland 5, France 3, England playing Wales at 4:45 this afternoon. And just getting back to the football, going to take a look at the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League, of which there are six altogether. Goal is between Bournemouth and Everton, and also Chelsea and Burnley. It is Nottingham Forest 0, Crystal Palace 1. Jean-Philippe Mateta has put the Eagles ahead after 11 minutes. Sheffield United 0, Fulham 0 is the latest score at Bramall Lane. And an early goal at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and he's gone to visitors Luton Town. Tathy Chong scoring for Luton against Spurs in just the third minute. In the Isthmian Premier League, meanwhile, just looking at what's going on there. Now, Hornchurch could, in fact, they will be confirmed as champions today if they beat Wingate and Finchley at Bridge Avenue. But at the moment, they are behind. Wingate and Finchley scored in only the first minute, so possibly party poopers down there, but there's a long way to go in that game. Billericay Town looking to turn around a dismal run of 8 Isthmian Premier League games without a win. They have travelled to South East London this afternoon to take on Dulwich Hamlet, where it is currently goalless. Canvey Island away to Whitehawk this afternoon, and Jamie Salmon has put the goals ahead after 20 minutes. Hashtag United away at Kingstonian, and it is 0-0 there. Just moving on to step 4 in the Isthmian. The Isthmian North. Basildon United versus Brentwood Town was called off following an earlier pitch inspection. It's Bowles and Pitsy nil, New Salamis nil. Grays Athletic are at Goulston, that is gold. It's Brightley Sea Region have gone into a 2-0 lead at Enfield. Teddy Collis put Region ahead after 4 minutes. Harry Critchley scored after 18. And it's Malden Tiptree playing the leaders lowest off Town home this afternoon, and it's 1-1. Lowestoft's Holt put the ball to his own net after 4 minutes, but the Suffolk side equalised after 11. Redbridge have gone in front away to Bottom Club Stowmarket Town. Lewis Clark after 21 minutes for the Motormen, and it's Whittam Town 2, Lowestoft 0. Christopher Oatey on 12 minutes and Joshua Asude on 17. Waltham Abbey, they are in action in the Southern League Division 1 Central this afternoon. They away to second place to Bedford Town, and that is currently goalless. Keeping an eye on the Essex Senior League, Stansted in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, and also Thurlow and Undivisions 1 North and South as well. And also looking at tennis, the Miami Open. It's the women's singles final at 4:30. Fourth seed and 2022 Wimbledon champion Elena Rybakina of Kazakhstan is playing the unseeded American Danielle Collins. But meanwhile, in tomorrow's men's singles final, Jannik Sinner of Italy is taking on Grigor Dimitrov of Bulgaria after he beat defending champion Daniil Medvedev of Russia in straight hits in the semi-finals. You'll take a look at the latest travel after we've heard from Killers. This is Caution.
Let me introduce you to the featherweight queen. She got Hollywood eyes, but she can't shoot what she sees. Mama was a dancer, and that's all that she knew. 'Cause when you live in the desert, it's what pretty girls do. I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be tonight?
FM Travel News.
With the time at 27 minutes past 3, there's not a lot to report on the roads today. The only congestion which has been reported is heavier than normal traffic on and around the roundabout, the M25 junction 28, as a junction for the A12 Brentwood and the Brook Street roundabout, and there's congestion on the A12 coming towards Brentwood. Other than that, the road's not looking too bad this bank holiday Saturday, but there's another number of things to be aware of on public transport. Greater Anglia, there are engineering works taking place all weekend, and Liverpool Street to South End Victoria services are operating to a frequency of 4 trains per hour. The Southminster Branch Line shuttle service is also retimed. It's only operating every 45 minutes between Wickford and Southminster. And also on Greater Anglia, this is in connection with construction works for the new Beauty Park station. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree are all terminating at Witham. Fast buses from Witham to Billericay for London-bound passengers taking about 50 minutes. Stopper buses from Witham to Billericay via Hatfield, Peveril and Chelmsford taking just over an hour. There are connecting train services operating between Billericay and Liverpool Street. These are serving Shenfield and Stratford. Meanwhile, if you're using the Elizabeth line this weekend, just be aware there is no service between Abingwood and Stratford and Paddington. Trains are in operation between Shenfield and Liverpool Street, but are not serving Whitechapel. And on London Overground, there is no service today between Barking and Barking Riverside due to a loss of power from overhead lines in the Barking area. And there are severe delays being reported between Barking and Gospel Oak. And on the DLR, no service weekend between Tower Gateway and Shadwell, or between Westbury and Canary Wharf and Stratford and Canning Town. And on London Underground, a number of issues. Minor delays on the Central Line due to train cancellations. And also minor delays due to a signal failure on the Hammersmith and City line. There are also some delays on the Circle line as well due to a signal failure. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
There is a Daily Bread Easter afternoon tea taking place this Tuesday, the 2nd of April, at St Peter's Church, Clawdon Way, Hutton. This is between 2 and 4 pm. Admission is £10 for adults and £7 for children. Booking is described as essential. Please contact via email dailybread@huttonparish.com or telephone 01277. 262864. There is a Facebook page as well. If you go to the events guide at their website, phoenixfm.com, you'll be able to find it. It's there.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Just one league I didn't go through before, which is the Scottish Premiership. There's 5 games taking place this afternoon. It's Aberdeen 1, Ross County 1. Bojan Mizowski put Aberdeen ahead on 5, but it's Simon Murray equalised for Ross on 26. It's Hearts 1, Kilmarnock 0. Kenny Vargas for half Midlothian after 10 minutes. St Mirren a 1-0 up at Motherwell. Marcus Fraser after 8 minutes. And Ibrox, it's Rangers 1, Hibernian 0. James Tavernier after 27 minutes for the Gers. And Dundee have gone in front at St Johnstone. Lyle Cameron the scorer after 6 minutes for Dundee. And just taking a look at what else is going on this afternoon. There has been a goal in a match between Bowers and Pitsy and New Salamis. This is in Easby and North, and New Salamis took the lead after just over half an hour. Also in Easby and North, it is Stowmarket Town, Neil Redbridge 2, Oscar Shelby Negus, the score of the Motormen's second on 29 minutes. Brightling Sea Region were winning 2-0 at Enfield, but the home side have now pulled one back. And also, in the Isthmian Premier League, it is Kingstonian 0, hashtag United 1. Luke May Parrott has scored for the Tags after 29 minutes. In a while, I'm going to take a look back at yesterday's EFL action.
Every day it comes to this, catch the things you might have missed, you say. Understood who the party lived to, but I
up there and catch the sun. 22 minutes to four. Taking a look at some more goals which have gone in the football. In ESPN North, it is Bowes and Pitsy 1, New Salamis 1. Baz equalised through TQ Addy on 34 minutes. And in ESPN North, Maldon Tiptree playing Lowestoft Town, and Maldon took an early lead, but Lowestoft have since replied twice, and the leaders are winning by 2-1. Now, yesterday in the EFL, some interesting games on, especially in the Sky Bet Championship, where in a lunchtime kickoff, Leicester City were beaten 1-0 away at Bristol City. And then their promotion seeking rivals, Ipswich Town, travelled to Blackburn Rovers at 5:30 pm. And the Tracks boys picked up a 1-0 win, Connor Chaplin scoring the only goal of the match for Kieran McKenna's men after 9 minutes. And in the late match, Leeds United were held to a 2-2 draw by Watford at Vicarage Road. So that meant that Ipswich go top of the table ahead of and what promises to be an intriguing round of Easter Monday fixtures. They're 1 point ahead of Leeds United. Ipswich on 84, Leeds on 83. Leicester, who were runaway leaders at 1 point, but they've now dropped to third place on 82 points. Southampton, West Bromwich Albion and Norwich City also in the playoff spots. At the other end, Rotherham, who could actually be relegated on Monday. They are still rock bottom of the table. Sheffield Wednesday and Huddersfield Town also in the relegation zone. Birmingham City only above them on goal difference. The other results yesterday saw a 2-0 win for Sunderland at Cardiff City. Coventry still hoping to sneak into the playoff spots. They won 3-1 at Huddersfield. Stoke City won 2-0 at Hull. A good run of form has seen them climb out of the relegation zone. It finished Millwall 1, West Bromwich Albion 1 at the Den. Norwich beat Plymouth by 2-1 to keep their place in the playoff spots. Preston beat bottom club Rotherham by 3-0. It finished Queen's Park Rangers 2, Birmingham City 1. Sheffield Wednesday drew 1-1 with Swansea, and it was 1-1 draw between Southampton and Middlesbrough. Meanwhile, yesterday in League One, Portsmouth for the leaders, now 5 points clear of second place Derby County after they won 3-1 at Wycombe Wanderers. Derby beat Blackpool by a goal to nil. Elsewhere, Bolton Wanderers remain in third place despite being held to a goalless draw at Stevenage. Peterborough United lost 3-1 at home to struggling Carlisle, but they are still fourth. Barnsley, they were also beaten 2-0 by Cambridge United, but still fifth. The other side in the playoffs are Lincoln City. They beat Leighton Orient by a goal to nil, and they were in sixth place. Leighton Orient 10th after that result. They're still 6 points away from the playoffs, though, but unless they can get some consistency going in their final six games, it's looking unlikely that they're going to finish in the top six. At the other end of the table, Carlisle bottom, Fleetwood Town and Cheltenham Town just above him. Port Vale, who suddenly had two wins in the last two matches and given themselves a chance of survival. They are now only 1 point from safety after they beat Bristol Rovers 2-0. And finally, just taking a look at Sky Bet League 2, and there was what could be a vital victory for Colchester United, still just above the relegation zone, but they came back from behind to beat Colchester United. To beat Newport County by 2-1. Orlando Zanzala gave the Welsh side the lead 3 minutes before half-time. Ellis Iandolo equalised for the Ewes 14 minutes from the end, and then in the third minute of second half injury time, Mingy made it 2-1, and Dally Cowley's side took all 3 points. And just as well, really, because Forest Green Rovers, they are bottom. They were beaten by Stockport County, who have returned to the top of the table. Stockport won by 3-0. But Sutton United picked up a big win, 2-1 at Salford City, and they are only just behind the Ewes. But the Ewes have got 3 games in hand on Sutton. At the other end, Stockport now top, as I say. Mansfield beaten 2-0 at third place Wrexham, and now second. Wrexham in third. MK Dons Barrow, Crewe and Gillingham are the other sides in the playoff spots. I'll run through the National League in a while. Let's just have a look and see if there's been any more goals that have gone in this afternoon. Hashtag United, I can see it now, winning 2-0 at Kingstonian in the Isthmian Premier League. Max Cornhill after 36 minutes for the Tags. And Billericay Town have fallen behind again, also in the Isthmian Premier. Dulwich Hamlet have gone into a 1-0 lead after 37 minutes at Champion Hill. Greys Athletic have taken the lead at Goulston in the Isthmian North. Charlie Stimson on 39 minutes for Greys. And Witham Town, they're having a good afternoon against Walthamstow at Spa Road in the Isthmian North. They are now 3-0 up. Frederick King scored their third a couple of minutes before the break. In the Premier League, still goalless at Stamford Bridge between Chelsea and Burnley, but the Clarets will have to play the match out with 10 men. Lawrence Asignon has been dismissed for Vincent Kompany's men just before half-time there. Meanwhile, just taking a look at the United Rugby Championship. There's been a couple of matches taking place already this afternoon. It's finished Benetton 18, Connacht 14 and Sharks 23, Edinburgh 13. And in the racing that has survived today, I've got a few results which have come through whilst we've been on the air. One of the meetings at Ireland today is at Cork, where the 255 was won by number 5, Independence Expert, priced at 17-2. Second was number 3, Scholarship, priced at 13-2. And third was number 8, Sir Jack Thomas, priced at 15-2. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. Disappointment for number 7, Ramiro, 2-1 favourite, who only managed to finish in 7th place. And the 3.05 at Carlisle, first was number 2, Mr. Bramley, 4-5 favourites. Second was number 3, Panhandle Slim, priced at 100-30. And third was number 4, Looking As You Are, priced at 3-1. There were a total of 6 runners in that race. So now it's time for Sporting Anniversaries, the regular feature in which we look back at momentous sporting events on this day or this week in years gone by. First off this week, we go back 53 years to the 27th of March 1971. In Rugby Union, Wales clinched their 17th Five Nations Rugby Championship, 6th Grand Slam and 12th Triple Crown with a 9-5 win over France at Stade Colombe in Palais. And 153 years ago, on the 27th of March 1871, the first ever international rugby union match took place. It finished Scotland 1, England 0 at Raeburn Place in Edinburgh. 135 years ago this week, on the 25th of March 1889, the first ever Test cricket match was played in South Africa. Cape Town versus England took place at Newlands. 16 years ago this week, Tom Daley became the new European diving champion, aged just 13, on March the 24th, 2008. The youngster stunned the field in Eindhoven in Holland, winning the 10-metre platform title and qualifying for the Beijing Olympics in the process. And 16 years ago this week, on March the 26th, 2008, David Beckham won his 100th cap for England. The midfielder played for LA Galaxy at the time, played 63 minutes in a 1-0 friendly defeat to France at the Stade de France. I shall have some more sporting anniversaries for you very soon. In the women's boat race, I can confirm that has been won by Cambridge. They have beaten Oxford. The men's is just getting underway as we speak. In the Premier League, it is Chelsea 1, Burnley 0. Cole Palmer scoring from the penalty spot just before half time.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Couple of things just before I return to the subject of football. The men's race is underway in the University Boat Race, and Cambridge are currently in the lead against Oxford. Just going to focus on Rugby League's Super League, because there were a couple of matches yesterday. So, looking back, then, where are we? So I didn't really pre-plan that. Hull's Kingston Rovers beat their local rivals Hull FC by 34 points to 10. Hull FC having something of a pig's backside of a season at the moment, frankly, in the Super League. St Helens, meanwhile, beat Wigan Warriors, their big rivals, by 12 points to 4, and brought to an end a long unbeaten run for Wigan Warriors. This afternoon, Warrington Wolves are playing Catalan Dragons, and at half-time it is Warrington 12, Catalans 18. There was a late kick-off. Silver Red Devils entertain Lee Leopards, and that one starts at 5:30. And latest in the Women's Six Nations, by the way, is Scotland 5, France 8. In English Premiership this afternoon, it is Gloucester 24, Bristol 19. Going over a couple of matches in the Premiership yesterday. Newcastle Falcons beaten 19-13 by Leicester Tigers. And the leaders, Northampton Saints, they beat second-placed Saracens by 41 points to 30. Just getting back to racing quickly, and some more results from this afternoon's races. The 3:15 Hate Alt was won by number 5 Numitor, priced at 100-30. Second, number 8 Dubai Days, priced at 9-2, and third was number 10 Daily Tiger, priced at 33-1. There were 9 runners in that race. 3:20 at Fairy House. First was number 7, Ardera Rue, priced at 18-1. Second, number 1, Instit, priced at 100-30. And third was number 5, Western Zara, priced at 9-1. 8 runners in that race. 5-2 favourite, number 6, Jumping Jet, only managed to finish 5th. And the 3:30 at Cork was won by number 7, Easy, priced at 25-1. Second was number 3, Yosemite Valley, priced at 2-1, who was the favourite. And third was number 2, the Highway Rat, priced at 13-2. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. So just getting back to the football, because lots of half-time scores are now coming through. And it is... Dulwich Hamlet 1, Billericay Town 0. That is one from the Isthmian Premier League. Elsewhere in the Premier League, it is Bournemouth 0, Everton 2 at the break. Goulston 0, Grays Athletic 1 in the Isthmian North. Maldon Tittery 1, Lowestoft Town 2, also in the Isthmian North. Canvey Island 1-0 up at Whitehawk at the break in Isthmian Premier League. Isthmian North, Redbridge winning 2-0 at Stowmarket Town. No goals at Bramall Lane in the Premier League at half-time. It's goalless between Sheffield United and Fulham. Wisdom Town 3, Walthamstow 0 in the Isthmian North, now confirmed as a half-time score. Matt Price has scored his 14th goal of the season for Bowers and Pitsy to put them 2-1 up against New Salamis in the Isthmian North. Not only that, they've scored a third now. TQ Addy has made it 3-1 in first half injury time, and that is now a half-time score. It is Bowers and Pitsy 3, New Salamis 1. Scottish Premiership, it is Aberdeen 1, Ross County 0. These are all half-time scores. And it is goalless in the Southern League Division 1 Central between Bedford Town and Waltham Abbey. And Tottenham Hotspur 0, Luton Town 1. That's a half-time score in the Premier League. And in the Isthmian North, Brightley City Regent winning 2-1 at the break away to Enfield. Nottingham Forest 0, Crystal Palace 1 is now a half-time score in the Premier League. Scottish Premiership 2 half-times, Motherwell Woodhall, St Mirren 1 and St Johnstone 0, Dundee 1. And in the Premier League, half-time at Stamford Bridge, it is Chelsea 1, Burnley 0. Ibrox, there were a couple of late first-half goals in the match between Rangers and Hibernian. James Tavernier, as I mentioned earlier, put the Gers ahead on 27 minutes. Mazian Maelida equalised for Hibs 2 minutes into injury time. Cyril Dessiers has put Rangers 2-1 up 6 minutes into injury time. And in the Isthmian Premier League, Wingate and Finchley spoiling the party for Hornchurch, who, as I mentioned earlier, could actually be confirmed as champions this afternoon. They are 1-0 down, though, Hornchurch against Wingate and Finchley. Latest news coming up soon after we've heard a Tamla Motown classic from the Supremes, Nathan Jones.
You said you had to get away to ease your mind. on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.